Leicester leadership since the inception of the Premier League, the Moneybags version of a football league. To choose to support a club outside the top six is to choose adversity gift-wrapped. That was certainly the experience of Leicester City supporters when Thai billionaire Vichay Srivaddhana Prabha bought the club in 2010. Soon after, he bought back the fairly new stadium, that had been sold off to a US pension fund, and renamed it the King Power Stadium, his company's name. There was further investment in the training and sports science facilities along with player acquisitions. Within 4 years the club won promotion to the Premier League after a 10-year absence, and, in their second season, won the Premier League title, a once-in-a-lifetime achievement. Next season Leicester City reached the quarter-finals of the Champions League. Since then, the club has returned to the norm of mid-table, but the investment has continued, expanding the stadium capacity, and building a state-of-the-art training facility. So the supporters' outpouring of grief and tributes following the owner's fatal helicopter crash is entirely understandable, and while the press and media coverage has been welcomed there does appear to be an underlying motive. In the wider picture of football club ownership the demise of good cop Vichay is being used to offset the damage done by the many bad cop owners, the ruination of Portsmouth FC, the Glazers' debt-laden takeover of Manchester United, and the underinvestment by sports direct Mike Ashley of Newcastle United, are but a few. John Merrill, Leicester.